This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program. You can bring up what you want as soon as this discussion is finished. Hopefully it'll be sometime tonight, because I do want to make some room for some calls, take some calls and get your thoughts here. But if you do want to get on the air with Stefan Molyneux and Johnson, who've been having a debate here tonight, a friendly debate about agnosticism slash atheism. Johnson here as the resident strong agnostic, and is there a strong, is such a thing as a strong atheist? I don't think
positive
so,
atheism?
Right?
Yeah, very much so.
Really?
A strong atheist is not somebody who says the question is unknowable or unknown, but a strong atheist is one who says that God, by their very definition, cannot exist, will never exist in any shape or form, in any way that can be detected.
So there's no amount of evidence that could ever convince you otherwise.
There is evidence will convince me every single time. But if God is defined as a logical self-contradiction, like if they say God is a square circle, well, square circles can't exist because it's either a square or a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And so if evidence will convince me every time, I'm a committed empiricist, but you can't conceivably have the existence of consciousness without matter. You can't have complex intelligence.
You said that last hour. Why couldn't one have consciousness without matter?
Because consciousness is an effect of matter. The same way that gravity is an effect of mass. You can't have gravity indistinct or distinct from mass. And you can't have consciousness distinct from matter. Now, when I say matter, I mean matter and energy, right? Consciousness is also a form of energy. So let's say there was some being out there who was able to transform the physical and, you know, become pure liquid bolts of energy chasing around the cosmos. That would still be detectable intelligence in terms of it would interact with us, or we'd be able to detect it moving around, or it'd come up with some interstellar space opera that we'd watch or something. So there would be some evidence there.
But what is really known about consciousness, really? I mean, I'm not, you know, like I said,
well,
not
we
a
do
scientist.
Know. We do know that consciousness is not in the toe, right? And we do know that consciousness is not in an acorn, and we know that consciousness is not in a rock. We know that it's sort of around the head area, and
right,
it requires blood, and it requires energy, and when all of that goes away, why, so do we, right? So we know consciousness, at least for us, is an effect of matter, and it's impossible to imagine that there could be such a thing as consciousness that would never have any physical imprint in the universe, because when there's no physical imprint in the universe, that's exactly the same as non-existent, right? If something is logically impossible, like a square circle, if it can never leave any imprint in the universe whatsoever, then it cannot conceivably exist.
I think the point here is that it's non-existent to your perspective.
Right.
And the idea is that there would be other perspectives, perhaps in the other dimensions that we don't really know much about, that may exist.
We know much about that. What do we know about these other dimensions?
It's all theoretical, right?
Right. Now, either these other dimensions are going to have some impact on our dimension, in which case they're going to be like a guy walking through a door. Guy walks through a door, we go, hey, he's in the room. We know he's in the room, and I'll accept that as a guy being in the room. But if we say this other universe can never have any impact on our universe, then it's exactly the same as non-existence. If it can have an impact on our universe, then we'll measure it when it's there. And if God walks through that into our universe, then he's part of our material universe, subject to all the laws of physics and reality and logic, in which case he's no longer supernatural and not a deity. It's like a ghost, right? If a ghost can be actually measured and captured and so on some sort of spectra detector from Scooby-Doo, I don't know what, right? But if a ghost, right, but then he's no longer a supernatural thing, right? In the same way that, oh, look, I can see the bones in my hand, I have ghost vision. No, it's an X-ray, right? Mm-hmm. That it's just scientific. It's no longer supernatural.
Well, they've been playing ghosts on the Discovery Channel all the time, so it must be true now, right? Well, I suppose, my problem with that is if the whole Dimension X thing is real, then there does exist the possibility that a being could have intelligence that potentially could have matter that exists in another place and could affect this universe or this reality sort of in a temporal capacity. In other words, you're talking about a long-term effect. Somebody walks into a room, you're perceiving it. And you also said that that the moment that someone is affected by a god or a deity or whatnot, that the experience goes from being subjective immediately to being objective.
Not if they're affected, if there is some objective measurement of it, right?
Right. Well, and I don't necessarily know that would, you know, that is necessarily could always be the case. I mean, if perhaps somebody is, you know, I don't disagree with your sort of assertion that maybe that person should get medical counseling, but the possibility still exists that that someone could, you know, people see patterns. People see their own personal beliefs and their own life history that causes them to believe in a deity.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you there. I'm sorry to interrupt. And this is an important point. And it's true that every now and then I'll have a dream that seems to come true the next day. And you go like, ooh. It's kind of weird. Like, I dreamt that I was walking under this ladder, and there was a guy up there who dropped something, and then you next day you walk under the ladder, blah, 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 right? And if I have a belief that something, I have some psychic abilities, I can't just say, well, this dream, because we forget all the dreams that don't come true, right? We only remember those couple of dreams, because, you know, otherwise we don't care. They just go out of our consciousness. In which case, if I believe that something is happening that's beyond the norm, that's contact with something bigger or greater, then I need to do the responsible thing. And I need to subject that to scientific testing. And the amazing Randy has $1 million out there for anyone who can prove higher knowledge, higher powers, prayer works, supernatural, this, that, or the other, telekinesis, psychic phenomena. He'll give you a cool $1 million, $1,000 grand, right in your palm of your hand. And this has been out there for, I think, 30 years or so now. So if you believe, not you, but if someone believes that they have contact with some divine thing, then put that down to a scientific test. Have God at least tell you what the next card is up on a random deck. If you can do better than random, then, wow, you're onto something, and let's talk about it. But that has never happened so far. If it does happen, then it will be evidence that someone is being contacted in some way, which is going to be subject to science and evidence, in which case it's no longer supernatural and not anything to do with the historical definition of a god.
Could be aliens or something like that.
It could be, yeah. Could be aliens, or maybe there is some deity from another dimension poking that guy in the brain, in which case you'll see a fingerprint in his brain, right? And like something, right? I don't know. It would be something scientific and no longer religious.
But that's also, okay, we're talking about presupposing. I brought up the example, and I guess I do suppose that that's kind of a poor example, but talking about someone's personal experience, a lot of people have the perception, though, that a deity is, that could have been something that has started at the beginning of time and space and sort of set up the rules for how everything works. And so then could feasibly be someone who works outside of those rules because the deity is the one who created physics and life.
This could be a big simulation, right?
And
like this could be a big simulation.
Created reality.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Like where the
simulation. I almost know a computer guy is on the metaphor wagon because this is the simulation argument, right? Absolutely. But all you're saying then is that there's something that is beyond scientific knowledge that could be a god. And this isn't a trick. Not I'm saying you're pulling a trick, but it's a trick as old as human knowledge to say, well, we don't know where the thunder comes from, and therefore it's God. And we don't know how human beings evolved, and so God made us, right? So we don't know where the universe came from. We absolutely do not know where the universe came from right now. But to say, and God did it, or some other being did it, it doesn't answer anything. Because it's merely speculating about something that we have no knowledge about. And so to say that maybe there's an answer called God or gods answers nothing. It answers nothing. In fact, I would say it's a negative answer, because for a lot of people, it will preclude looking.
Well, it'll shut down the inquiry, absolutely.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, God did it. Boom. Right? I mean, how long did it take for Darwin to come up with evolution? Well, a long time. It took human beings thousands of years to come up with evolution because people had an illusory answer called God. God is a barrier to human knowledge because God says, oh, we know where epilepsy comes from. It's demons. Right? We know where the people came from. There's a rib woman and a guy and dust and snakes. Oh, these are easy to make and all that kind of stuff, right? And so whenever you say God as some sort of answer, what you do is put a huge steel door at the end of human knowledge and say, well, we can't go any further because we've got an answer.
I absolutely agree completely.
I also agree with that completely, actually.
Now, I disagree with it, just to keep it
on second thought.
But I don't think that... What you're saying there is when God is an answer to something, and that's not what I'm talking about is that when God is the answer to something, that means that you have defined something by using God, and that's where I have the problem. I can accept, I'm an agnostic in that only that I can accept that there is this possibility out there of something further that we haven't defined and have no possibility of defining currently. Maybe there hasn't been contact, or maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
Tell me how what you believe in as possible is different from a wildly powerful alien.
We might come back to that here in a moment, but something else I want to suggest here is if there's anybody in this huge audience that we have, thank you for being here, by the way, that has a question that you want to throw in here, would like someone to come up if you are interested in joining in, and just throw the question in and let these guys answer it here.
Please,
come up,
yeah, we get some participation.
This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. We are here live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 edition in front of a crowd of a whole bunch, bigger than we've had so far in the past 2 days. And this is what Porkfest does. It just ramps up and it ramps up. Some people come here on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They get here early. It's a much smaller, more intimate crowd then, and a lot of, you know, a lot of hanging out at campfires and socializing and things like that, cooking out.
That stuff goes on, and those activities continue throughout the weekend. And then folks came in here like Savannah Last Biscuit, Mandrick. We had them both on the show last night.
Both delicious.
The food here is just fantastic.
Incredible.
And
you neglected to mention Our Food Your Gullet.
Our Food
they're another food place.
I haven't even made it out there yet.
Pulled pork sandwiches and whatnot, and delicious.
I will have to talk. Make sure you talk right in straight into that microphone. Thank you. Johnson is with us here tonight, Stefan Molyneux also. But, yeah, we got the food vendors showing up earlier in the week, and they have been so busy, it's amazing they haven't run out of food. I mean, Mama Allie said they went through, like, 76 pounds of flour or something like that in their first day.
Well prepared.
Yeah, so it's just been amazing. The people out here doing agorism, selling products and services without asking government permission, it's a wonderful model that is getting more popular over time. A lot of silver being traded around instead of Federal Reserve notes, that kind of thing. And, of course, the best part about being here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival is not just the activities and the neat things that are going on, but it's meeting the people. It's making new friendships and meeting people that maybe if you've been here before, you've known before, and then you get to know them a little bit better. It's always easier the second time. So how many people here, by the way, in this room? I don't know. What do we got, about 60-plus people here in this relatively small room? How many people first time at Pork Fest? My goodness. That's more than 50% of the people in this room. That is like 60%+ of the people here in this room, their first time. How many people are going to come back? Excellent.
Yeah.
How many people are going to bring another friend next time around?
Oh. Nice.
All right, so now you radio listeners can't see this, but people continue to raise their hands because this is a great event, and it's obvious. So we'll continue with this discussion here. You guys have been talking about religion. Specifically the lack thereof, agnosticism versus atheism, and it's pretty much been between the two of you. I've thrown in a few thoughts here and there, but I wanted to make sure we had this, you know, we've got this tremendous audience here, and normally this is a very participatory show with us taking phone calls from anybody about virtually anything. But when we're here at Porkfest, it's always great to get live people here on our third mic. So, Steph, if you don't mind, just hand that third mic to the first person who's in line here. I know they came up here with questions for the two of you. So first we have Pericles. Pericles, talk right into the mic and ask what you have to say.
Okay, quick question. I guess I'll use Johnson as an example if that works. I like to base my beliefs on evidence and empiricism, so I'm coming from the atheism side. And the question that I have is two-part. A, do you believe it's possible that there are undetectable green dragons floating around your head? B, if it is possible, do you believe that it is so? Why or why not?
Okay. The reason why I don't believe that there are undetectable green dragons flying around my head is because that is something that is something that has very well you've got a very well defined definition for something. You've got green dragon, and it's, you know, you provide a definition for it. So no, I don't, because it's obviously not there. I mean, if there was, you're saying something is undetectable, okay, that's fine, but to me, the odds are just not there. I mean, would I say that I know that there are undetectable green dragons, that there are not undetectable green dragons in my head? No, I wouldn't, but I would ask you why you believe that there are.
Okay, well, that was the second part of the question, which was you don't actually believe that there are. No, you believe it's...
You gotta hold that mic real close.
So you believe that it's a possibility, but... If 100 years from now it becomes possible to detect that there are actually green dragons that are undetectable now,
I've actually seen the green dragons. They're called dragonflies, but they're not right here right now.
Okay, so I guess the question boils down to is, it's right now it could be possible that in the future.
Well, you also said undetectable green dragons, so that
right
that
right now, given our current technology, undetectable. Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is, if you don't have evidence for something's existence, then how can you argue that you believe it exists? It may be possible that it could exist.
I don't think I've heard anyone believe it exists. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard anyone arguing that that God exists tonight. What I've heard up here, at least, I'm sure some people in this audience would make that that statement. But what I've heard up here is that the God that is being discussed does, from both of their observations, Stefan says definitely does not exist. Johnson says, he doesn't see any evidence of it, but it's possible.
I'm saying that I'm only saying that I don't preclude the possibility.
Okay, but could I say anything is possible then? I could say anything's possible. We can't detect it. The green dragons are possible.
Yeah, what happens then is philosophically, you can't limit that. You can't limit agnosticism to religion, right? You can't. Agnosticism means that you can't say anything for sure, because in the future, the opposite might be found to be true.
Now, see, I don't believe that that's – I don't believe that at all. And actually, to a certain extent, though, that statement is to sort of an homage to science, because that is exactly what science is. We don't know whether or not things are true, where they're constantly discovering new things and studying and proving things false or true, and there's never a defined answer. So that's what science is. It's sort of studying reality and making judgments based on new knowledge and new information. So
yeah, but you don't want to mistake the content of science with the form of science, right? So it certainly is true that Newtonian physics gave way to Einsteinian physics, which may give way to some other kind of physics in the future. That is the content of science. The form of science, though, is not subjective and does not change, which is, you know, reason and experiment and evidence.
But everything is in science is based on, yes, evidence, but also on reasonable assumptions based on perceived evidence. The key thing being a reasonable assumption.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, it's reasonable to assume that, for example, the theory of gravitation is going to be constant throughout the universe, but we don't know that. But it's reasonable to assume that if I pick up this pair of headphones and drop them, that they're going to fall. But there's not always a guarantee. Science is not, there's not a guarantee. And, you know, they have a whole area of physics and science for, hey, what could happen if this just everything flies apart? I mean, they
it's true. There is state funded science.
Oh, damn. Where's my rim shot?
But anyway, let's get on to the next question.
Thank you for that stuff. Yes, just take right over the whole show. No, I agree. Who is this? Chris?
Chris?
Yeah,
Chris.
All right, so I was wondering, could you clarify if God's in the room and he's doing miracles and science can't explain it yet, then how long do we wait till we think that this is God or... Yeah,
So let's say a guy walks on water, and we can see that he's walking on water, right? And maybe he's got cats who really don't like water strapped to the bottom of the seat and they're kicking and right. I don't know, but that's so we've got video of the guy walking on water, and it's you can touch it, you can see it, you can feel it. So we know that something really unusual is happening. We don't know why, but the reality is that it's actually happening. So we wouldn't say that that's a miracle. We would just say, well, we don't know how that's happening, right? So when you're a kid, you first see an airplane, right? Like I live near an airport, right? So
the gods must be crazy.
Right? Yeah, like the gods may be crazy, that Coke bubble,
yeah, the Coke
right?
bubble.
So the first time you're a kid, you see an airplane, like how on earth can this giant metal tube stay in the sky? But you know it's in the sky, but you just don't know how, and then eventually you learn. But you wouldn't say, as a kid, you might say that's miraculous. You wouldn't say God is keeping that up.
Right, you would want to say, and we're out of time, for thank you, though. You would say, well, I'd like to know how that's happening. And you look
it may take you a long time as a kid to really understand the physics, but you still wouldn't call that a miracle, right? So if you've got the evidence, you may take a while to find the cause, but that doesn't mean the cause is supernatural.
All right, we're going to continue here in moments. 1-800-259-9231. Phone calls are certainly welcome as well, in addition to the folks standing and waiting patiently here. In the studio, and we're at the live edition of Free Talk Live here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in
powering your whole house.
Package 2, the whole home air package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish. M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 edition. It is just a lot of fun being here, and if you haven't ever made it out before, start making plans to come out next year. Of course, the Liberty Forum also happens once a year. That's kind of the other event that the Free State Project puts on. Let me talk briefly here about the Free State Project. In fact, I've been neglecting all of my businessy things here. The Free State Project is your chance to get together with other like-minded people, people who understand what liberty means. Get together physically with them in the same general vicinity and get active in order to achieve liberty in your lifetime. Because, in my opinion, it's not bloody likely to happen where you are, because there's, at least where I come from, there were hardly anyone, was hardly anyone else besides myself who was really interested in doing anything significant besides the usual run a candidate every 2 years and get 3%. No one else was interested in doing anything more than that. And so now that I'm here, there's so much to do. There's so much activism happening. You can take your pick. If you like the politics, there's plenty of that, and it actually seems to be within reach. Now, they just legalized knives here in New Hampshire, so, you know, it's a success story. You can carry a switchblade. No problem. And if you like civil disobedience, man, do we have that in spades here in New Hampshire. That's something that's never existed in the liberty movement before, period, that I know of, at least. And we've got media creation all over the place. We've got obscuredtruth.com, which we know Sam. He does some great video work and newspapers. We've got blog sites. We've got video and audio, and it's all here in New Hampshire now with only a few hundred movers. How cool is it going to be when we've got 2,000 people that have moved here, or 5,000 or 10,000? So please go to Free State Project.
freestateproject.org.
And move.
Yeah.
Well, and please move.
Go, get signed up at freestateproject.org so we can tick that counter up one more and then get yourself up here to New Hampshire sooner rather than later. Also, please visit our website at freetalklive.com. You find a lot of features. They're all free, including our webcam, which is not going to give you a picture tonight because we're on location, but you'll still get audio if you're listening via the webcam, and it's totally free. And there's also a chat room built into the same page so you can interact with some of our other listeners, a few of whom are actually here in this room tonight. And it's, by the way, brought to you by MemoryDealers.com, where you can get the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including all kinds of things like SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. You can get customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling from MemoryDealers.com. And they're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. Johnson, with us here tonight, Stefan Molyneux as well, fielding questions at this point in their lengthy discussion about, and successful discussion, I would say, their discussion about atheism slash agnosticism, the differences between the two, and who do we have here?
Michael.
Michael, what's your question?
Yeah, I just wondered if you guys thought that we were still developing instruments in order to be able to diagnose certain things, whether they're medical instruments or electronic instruments or anything, in any field at all. I mean, we're still developing certain technologies.
Sure, absolutely.
Seems obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious question, right? Okay. How long do you think human beings have been around? If you want to give it a good guess,
About 100,000 years, I think, biologically.
And we've only had what? Lights, the ability to produce electricity for how many of those years?
About 100?
Over 100, yeah.
So I would say that we still have a ways to go technologically before we can eliminate before we can make a statement that we've finished coming up with diagnostic tools in order to say that we can preclude anything.
Thank you for the thought, Stefan.
That's a good point, and I understand that, although I do, again, find that kind of an annoying argument. Not to say that you're annoying. The argument is annoying. I'm not talking about you. The reason is that you can't use science to prove ancient superstitions. That, to me, is just using the wrong tool for the wrong thing, right? So you can't say, well, science is developing, science is advancing, and therefore science can't preclude ancient superstitions from 10,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago.
If anything,
science is moving in the opposite direction.
Right, it's
of
disproving
those things,
them.
Right, it's disproving all of these superstitions are falling like dominoes in the face of science. And you're going to say, well, the next one is going to confirm all these ancient superstitions. That's missing the whole trend of science.
Thank you very much. Let's get our next question in.
Science never said the earth was flat. Religion said the earth was flat.
I'd like to respond to that as well, though. While I agree with you that science is moving the opposite direction from precluding all the ancient superstitions, I don't preclude the possibility that we might discover something completely different.
And you need to use a different word than God, because God is inherited as a word from all these ancient superstitions. You can't use the word if you're saying we're going to go in some different direction.
Got a better one?
I've been using the word deity, actually, for
deity?
The most part.
The unknowable, the unknown, the incomprehensible, the inconsequential, the non-existent, anything that you want, but you can't use the word God if you're going to talk about something which we can't know anything about. Because the moment you use the word God, you're giving it characteristics.
Let's talk to Stu. Thank you for coming up here with the question, Stu. What is it?
Thank you. I've found it's easiest on my own conscience and tension, and also best in polite society, to just throw out the entire God inquiry as irrelevant and unfruitful, not useful, by taking a couple pages out of Steph's book. One, if there was a God somewhere out there, how would you know? And if there was a God, what difference would it make? If he interacts with the physical world, then let's deal with the interactions in the physical world where we can all agree. If he's out there somewhere else in dimension X, that's not relevant.
And I agree with you 100%, which is why when I address and I keep that lane of traffic open, what I want to discuss with when I have religious discussions typically is the definitions and properties that people ascribe to their deity. Because those are the things that are relevant. Those are the things that they're talking about that are objective and based in reality or the reality that this person perceives. So that's where I like to answer.
Next question from Andrew.
Andrew from Michigan. Hey, I was wondering, the three of you, question. Now, we've got, like, atheism on one side and, like, I guess evangelical Christianity on the other. You guys are, like, a hair's length away from atheism, just it seems. I was just wondering, or two of the three of you, just the social stigma, it seems like there's a lot of stigma around the word atheism.
Absolutely.
And I was wondering what you guys, all three of you, thought of it. Thank you.
I don't agree with the statement that evangelical Christianity is on the opposite side. I think evangelical Christianity is one of many, belief systems that can be tyrannical in how they treat either non-believers or how they proselytize. And I think that there are many other religions. I would immediately say Muslim or in the Islam religion. They also have a lot of similarities with evangelical Christianity. So I wouldn't say I wouldn't jump specifically to evangelical Christianity. I think that there are a lot of anti-freedom sort of backwards beliefs in many different religions. And while there may be social stigma on being an atheist or being an agnostic, I'm not concerned with it because
if we were concerned with social stigmas, we sure wouldn't be here.
Right. I'm coming from a position of a principle and what I see as logic and reason. So if I were to abandon that, I would just want to just end my own life because there would be no point to existence.
Since I'm closer to the mic than Steph, I'll take that next. I would say that I don't feel like the social stigma is there as much as it used to be for atheists. I mean, having been an atheist for a long time, I certainly didn't feel, I don't feel the same way now as I did when I was first came out of the closet, so to speak, as an atheist. And I know that, I think, Johnson, you've shared with me some statistics that at least over in Europe and other places, being unchurched and certainly being an atheist, I mean, there are different levels, right? I mean, there are people that call themselves religious, but they don't go to a church. I think that's a step in the right direction. I think that, there are people that are unchurched that, they don't call themselves religious and they don't really have any, they're not really agnostics either, they just don't really care. So I think that's part of it. And then there are people that are, out and out atheists. And I think they're becoming more accepted. That's my experience, but Steph, would love your thoughts.
I've got a video on YouTube, Discrimination Against Atheists, where I pull from some pretty recent surveys. It's brutal for
really?
Atheists out there,
yeah.
Particularly if you have kids. And there are neighbors around who have kids who are Christians. Most Christians would rather their children marry, whites would rather marry a Hispanic or a black. They'd rather their children marry a Muslim than an atheist.
So you don't think it's gotten any better then over time?
Well, I think it's gotten better since, say, the Spanish Inquisition for atheists. I think that
Well, they're not burning Quakers either.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're a lot less flammable than we used to be, and I think that's definitely a step away from the pyre and towards the light, or the other light, I suppose. So, but I think that atheist discrimination is, it's the double A. If you're an anarchist and an atheist, it's very tough.
There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live, from Porkfest 2010.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Though questions for our guests will be given preference here tonight. And thanks to everybody who has come out here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is from where we are broadcasting. Thanks especially for coming here to observe this this conversation tonight. And, of course, if you missed some of it, maybe because it's been a little too loud in here, that kind of thing, we're trying to remedy that situation. If you've missed some of it, it will be available online a little bit later on tonight. Usually takes me about an hour or so to get it done via this incredibly slow internet connection that we're dealing with here. Porkfest2010.com is where you can go to learn more about the event that we're at. There's so much coming up. We'll talk more about what's happening tomorrow because there's a full day of activities and things happening that deserve to be discussed. So we'll talk about that coming up in hour number three. But I first want to tell you about the Juris Dictionary. So every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. And the Juris Dictionary explains how to use the rules in court, step by step, forms, how to get evidence, and how to move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings, etc. It's all there, and the claim is that an average eighth grader can grasp it all in less than 24 hours. Created by a lawyer who wants to try to save you some money by not having you to pay a whole bunch of money to hire your own lawyer when you can just do most of that stuff yourself. So go to jurisdictionary.com, I believe is the website, jurisdictionary.com, to learn more about that. Stefan Molyneux joining us from freedomainradio.com. Make sure you go over there if you haven't yet and subscribe to his podcast. You also do the video thing with YouTube as well, so audio, video, your preference. It is available at freedomainradio.com. Plus, Freedom Main Radio appears on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, so make sure you can, and we're talking about, can we announce what we're talking about? Maybe taking Steph's show live. Would you like to hear Steph do a live show on in the future? That'd be pretty cool, huh? We're working on that. And Johnson's here as well, former co-host, graphic guru for the show, and webmaster type. So you wanted an additional comment to the last question. Can you recap the question and continue?
The last question was about whether or not atheists were still being discriminated against, and I just wanted to continue that discussion by saying that I had done I read a blog post on my YouTube account written by a blogger by the name of Greta Christina, who is had just recently attempted to get married. She's a lesbian and an atheist, and so she wrote a blog post about why for atheists and the new atheist movement, which includes such atheist luminaries as Sam Harris and Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens and other positive atheists who are very active and vocal about questioning religion. And she was talking about why this new atheist movement, these atheists are often criticized as being too angry. You're so angry. Why are you angry? Why do you hate God? Why do you hate everything about religion? And so her response is, well, let's look at behind every political movement that has ever happened ever. There is some sort of time where the person who's involved has gotten angry, and why anger sort of drives every facet for change in society. And I don't necessarily mean anger as in like taking out violence and bomb throwing and whatnot. I just mean getting angry and getting motivated. And so her post about why anger for atheism as being valid, valuable, and necessary brings up such points as the fact that it's accepted and wasn't, there was very little outrage over when, say, President George Bush said that there are no atheists in foxholes, or the fact that there are several states that still won't allow an atheist to run for office. And those are just two examples of a litany of things that she cited in that blog post, and you can Google it. I don't know the address off the top of my head, but is there still discrimination against atheists? Unquestionably, and it's probably atheists are the most discriminated against group based on a belief.
All right, we're going to hold off on the in-studio questions because Vince has been waiting patiently in Indiana, and Stefan, or actually I guess you'll be able to hear him over the speaker. So, Vince, you're on Free Talk Live. Do you have a quick question?
Yes, I do, Mark and Ian and Stefan. And wanted to say something here or see what he thinks about the biblical verse that's on the front page of the newspaper. And it says here, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and that's in 2 Corinthians 3:17. And there's quite a few, Isaiah 61:1, John 8:32,
okay,
Galatians 5:1.
We don't know what
all
those are.
So
let's just start with the first one. You're asking what they think about that statement, wherever there is liberty. What was it? One more time.
It says here, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom or liberty.
Okay. Thanks, Vince, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm not really sure how to answer that.
Well, the only thing that I would say is that there's things in the Bible that I agree with. I think that it's hypocritical to attack other people for their moral failings if you have moral failings yourself. So if you're without sin, cast the first stone. I think that's a great... But sure. This is not philosophy. This is a fortune cookie. And that doesn't mean that it's not enjoyable and it's thought-provoking, but it's not philosophy. Philosophy is reasoning with reference to evidence from first principles rigorously, painfully, and consistently. So there's stuff in the Bible that I would agree with. Right. I don't know where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's probably some smoking atheists, frankly.
Right. Philosophy isn't taking a book, looking at it, and saying, yeah,
I
this
like
is
that.
True.
But this is an interesting thing about religion as a whole, is that there's so much cherry-picking that goes on, right? I mean,
oh, yeah. That's one of the things that sold me as an atheist. Yeah. It was all the contradictions. And
this is how you know. It's a mirror. So if you're an angry guy, you're going to be into the Old Testament God. And if you're a nice, loving, hippie dude, then you're going to be into certain parts of the New Testament, right? So... this is how you know. It's just a mirror, a psychological mirror of people's personalities. They pick and choose what they want, and they call it religion. There's no such thing as a Christian, because every Christian picks a different verse and assembles it in a different way.
I'd like to add that there's a bit of science that's come out very recently that religious folk are a lot more likely to have a very active part of their brain as far as pattern recognition is concerned, and they've tested both atheists and non-religious folk and religious people by showing them series of patterns of random noise and series of patterns where there is an object that is meant to be in the noise that you can pick out. And the religious people were 10 times more likely to pick out something that just wasn't there. So what I would say is that where there is the spirit of freedom, there is liberty, and perhaps you're anthropomorphizing that and perceiving that as a deity, perceiving that as this imaginary friend.
One last thing I just wanted to mention before we get to the next question, I'll keep it very brief. Atheism is a terrible word, and I really, really dislike it, because it sounds like I have something against a god.
I don't have anything against a god or any number of gods. I don't have anything against God more than I would have against a unicorn or a leprechaun or a Santa Claus or anything. I don't have any prejudice against God any more than I have against anything else which doesn't exist. Mm. It just doesn't exist. And
so you're not an angry atheist then?
No, okay. Not particularly, though.
Were
I certainly
you angry
understand
at one time?
It. Yeah, I stubbed my toe this morning. Oh,
I mean,
man,
it's more
telling you.
Religion. All right, let's take the next question here quickly. What's your name?
I'm Melina from Pittsburgh.
All right, Melina, what's your question?
My question is, I am a Christian, and I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I also believe in the Romans 1:16 that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So, and I deeply believe that both of you at some point were introduced with the Bible and understand the deepness of the spiritual message and your connection with your Creator, whatever your final destination on this journey is. My question to you is, Christians are very humble. Sometimes they pray. Sometimes you don't know how much they pray deeply in their heart, wishing you well. You see just some fanatic groups that represent embarrasses other sincere Christians. So I just want to tell you I love you both, and my Jesus, my Creator, loves you because there is a reason why you are here. So my question.
I have a question for you. Do you believe they're going to hell?
It's not my judgment. I don't want to say the answer to that because it's a relationship between Him and His Creator. It's not my decision to judge Him.
Okay.
No.
All right. I appreciate that.
But I just want to say, how do you see yourselves as a humble human beings? Where is your humbleness?
Thank you for that.
Well, first of all, I appreciate the sentiment and I appreciate the affection. That's always a good thing to get. I would submit that there's nothing more humbling than science and philosophy. I think because you have to take what you believe and subject it to external reason and evidence, which is a very, very tough thing to do. I think that there is a very great deal of humility in subjecting your even most treasured beliefs, which I think everyone who's into philosophy has had to do pretty regularly, to external things and saying, it's not up to me whether what I believe is true. It's up to what is actually true, what is actually real. I think that to say I want something to be true and therefore it is true, that to me seems a lot more arrogant than saying, well, I can't determine whether there is, I can't say that what I want to be true is true. I have to submit it to reason and evidence, and I think that science and philosophy is much more humble than religion in that way.
Lovely. More coming up here. Hour number 3 on the way, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 here at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. You can go to porkfest2010.com, and we're going to keep this going. We've got a lot more people. They've got questions. The discussion is still hot. Stefan Molyneux, you can stick around, right? All right, and Johnson will be with us here in moments. Hour 3 coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.